Announcing our new Substack newsletter, Volume 1, Number 1. Click on the link below the episode to sign up. The first one will be sent out at 8:45 on March 22, 2024. Enjoy!
Paul Rosenblum is a bookkeeper, not an accountant or a CPA. Although the information in this podcast comes from professionals, it's meant to give you enough knowledge about these subjects to have a meaningful dialogue with your tax preparer about bookkeeping and taxes.
Hello again, and welcome to a very personal episode. I'm Paul Rosenblum. Some people have asked me why this podcast exists. Why am I putting all of this information on the internet for people to listen to without charging a fee and without sponsorship? It's costing me money for hosting, editing, music rights, etc. every month, and it's more work than I thought it was going to be writing, editing, and recording episodes. So why am I doing it? I'm already a full-time bookkeeper with my own practice and put in my 30 years of working in this field and a few years beyond the accepted retirement age in America. And now when I'm not doing bookkeeping, I'm working on the next episode here. So why? The answer is simple. For me, if you listen to episode 12, I discovered bookkeeping and accounting when I was around 40. My final career started much later than most. I embraced it, got very lucky meeting accountants who taught me things that I didn't and couldn't learn in my bookkeeping certification class at NYU, and I was able to absorb it all. After half my life was over, the universe was finally good to me. My natural career fell into place. I met the right people. I got some luck getting into teaching, and I got married to the love of my life for the first time when I was 50. Now that I'm living a pretty good, imperfect life, what life is perfect, it's time for me to pay it forward. When I was teaching QuickBooks Desktop in computer schools around New York City for all of those years, as I learned more about tax-based accounting, I incorporated that information into my QuickBooks classes. If anyone has ever taken a QuickBooks class online or in person, did your instructor ever talk about taxes and how that dictates how the data should be entered in QuickBooks? Even if you take a Microsoft Word class and learn every function in that software, you might never be a good writer. If you learn every function of QuickBooks, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will be a good bookkeeper unless you have some bookkeeping and some tax knowledge. So I became passionate about trying to teach students what they needed to know to use QuickBooks correctly. I thought long and hard about how to work that information into an 8-hour QuickBooks class without following the training manual page by page like most computer trainers did and still do. I remembered that when I went to college and got a part-time job a year or two later, one spring, a friend said to me, "Have you gone to the post office to pick up your tax forms yet?" And I said to myself, "What in the world is he talking about?" Paying taxes wasn't taught in grade school, junior high, or as it's called today, middle school, or high school. It wasn't talked about in my family, but now looking back, I understand why my father was in an especially bad mood in April when the weather started to get nice again and everyone else was in better moods. I started to think and ask the question as to why public schools in the United States don't teach taxes to students before they leave home and go to college or go right into a job and start their adulthood and work life. They teach about Congress and the Senate and the presidency being three different parts of government, not about the funding of the government, which is funded by the taxpayer. You would think that since the public school's core curriculum is put together by the federal government and individual local curriculums by the state governments, these things would be discussed in great detail so that students would be prepared to go into the job world. Nope. As far as I know, even now, and if I'm wrong, please email or voicemail me at the website, taxes are still not taught in public schools. After all the help that I got from accountants who mentored me, it was time for me to pay the universe back. So I taught QuickBooks in a different way in a classroom for many years and made a reputation for myself, and at the same time dealt with unhappy management, not loving it, since I wasn't following the training manual page by page and chapter by chapter. I also hated the term computer trainer or QuickBooks trainer because I considered myself a teacher and took it as seriously as any licensed professor did and still does today. And now when the bookkeeping practice has run itself for the past several years to the point that I'm doing bookkeeping over 50 plus hours a week, just ask my wife, again, it's time for me to pay it forward. Not that I can continue this forever without monetizing in some form. I personally get enjoyment out of taking my knowledge of bookkeeping and taxes and running a business and transmitting it to you in a medium that I've always wanted to be in ever since I started college and had a weekly radio show on the college station, which was very successful, a weekly jazz show where each week I was zoning in on one artist like Ed Beach did in New York City on WRVR. You can Google that. He was a legend and got me through childhood in many ways. I have been asking for all of you to email or voicemail ideas of subjects that you'd like me to record episodes on, right in line as to the reason why I have started this podcast. This is your podcast, really, and I just share it with you. So feedback is greatly appreciated. The other reason why I have put this pod together is because as technology changes, bookkeeping isn't done the way it used to be. Accounting software lets you download bank transactions even without entering a reference number of a transaction or even the vendor's name in the appropriate fields. I'm trying to convey here the correct and complete way to do bookkeeping by not using shortcuts and quick fixes and just downloading numbers into a database to give to your accountant later. The final bookkeeping product needs to look good as well as be accurate. As far as running a business, there are so many clients who I have had over a period of years who focuses in on sales and making money, and they forget about several things like the art of running a business and nurturing that business and all the paperwork for the state and federal government that can't be ignored or forgotten, how to handle sales tax so that you have the money to pay what it's due without paying penalties and interest, really understanding accounts receivable and accounts payable, and how to handle those important parts of making your company run smoothly, and how to handle clients since customer service have been lost over the past 20 years or so, at least in this country. Yes, I am working on a YouTube channel, and eventually we'll have some bookkeeping courses that you'll be able to sign up for very affordable prices that won't crush your budget. But this pod and anything else that I share with you comes from me personally as a first priority, and eventually, secondly, to make some money, because as I get older, I will be forced to cut down on the bookkeeping practice, and Social Security and savings doesn't necessarily pay the bills. I really hope that you are enjoying all the episodes, and as I see by the subscribership and the downloads that you are, I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Call me crazy, I'm certainly used to it, but hopefully in a good way, and I hope that you all can benefit from this podcast if you are a business owner or a bookkeeper, and I can help you run your businesses better. My producer, Steph, from Coffee Like Media, has been a very important part of this pod since its relaunch, in May of 2023. She has helped me steer these episodes in the direction to better benefit you. So thank you to her as always. Now I'm putting on my bookkeeping hat because the October 15th deadline is coming very soon and I still have some work to do. Then I start working on year end. Actually, today is Sunday, so I'm taking the rest of the day off. Until next time, I will continue to be a very busy and tired Paul Rosenblum.